Method to the madness. Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Beis, Chapter 13, Law 2. We've discussed how we bring the person, the accused, how he's finally accused, and he now has to, the chances he had to be called back, but we finally now bring him to the place where he has to die. So now we're getting ready to kill the fellow. And we said he has to do vidui. He has to confess. After he does the confession, Mashkinai said, we give him a cocktail. We give him a koreit shel lavona. You give him a little bit of frankincense. You give him a little granule of frankincense. Bekos shel yayin, a cup of wine. Why? Kadesh titarav daito love. So he should be a little bit, confused.
That's all it takes? He'll
lose control of his mind. Yeah, lose control. It'll be like taking some cocaine or whatever. He'll be on a trip. He'll be on a trip before he takes this trip. All right, that's I guess the combination. Tell us to the drug dealers, a combination of hippies, right? Frankincense and wine, strong wine, will put him put him somewhere else. Vishtaker, he'll get drunk. Then we'll kill him with the death that he's supposed to get. Whereas you're right, it's the sedative that he won't feel the pain of his death.
Yeah.
Amazing. They don't do that now, do they? When they do a capital crime. When they inject the guy, right? Do they give him a sedative first?
Well, I don't think it's painful.
Yeah, they do.
Sodium pentothal? I don't know.
Not the electric chair, though.
No,
do anybody do electric chair anymore?
I think so.
Maybe.
When they did hangings? Did they ever give him sedatives before him? They didn't know. Let him get drunk? No. Anyway, so you see, this is the proper way. You're killing the guy in a human way, a humanitarian way, that he doesn't feel the pain. Gimel. Now these are costs. This costs money, all this stuff over here. So who pays for this? The wine and the frankincense and the stones we use to stone the guy. The scythe and the sword shared by an Arab, and we kill a person with a sword.
The
hasuder shechon gimah nechmeg, and the cloth you strangulate the fellow with. The eich shetol and olav anitla, and the tree, the wood that he hangs from. The sudorim shemenifim bal lifnei haruge beistin, and remember those flags that we wave for the, so the horse will be able to tell, right? But when we send the guys out, vasus sharatz atzilo, and the horse that's going to take him out, whatever, to save him. Who pays for it? Hakol boy mishal tzibur, comes from the communal coffers. However, donations are welcome.
If
anyone wants to give us a philanthropic gift, may do so. Lili Nishamas, the yurt site.
You have to put your name on the door or something?
Yeah, the little plaque.
Whatever.
This gallows.
We can donate that, and all donations are happy to be taken. All right, Dalit. Now, who follows the fellow to his final death? Ein Bezdin Yotzin Acher Neragim. The Bezdin does not follow the guy as he goes to his execution, because we don't want to look like the Bezdin are the ones that are killing him. V'chol Bezdin Shehargu Nefesh, and also any Bezdin that has to say that the guy gets punished with death, look at this, Asurim Lecho Colosseum, they're not allowed to eat that whole day.
There you go.
Because they have to show their suffering for what's happening. It has to be a little, sadness. Hareza Bechlal, this is included in the overall wording of the Torah that includes many prohibitions. The next words, Lo Soch Adam, you don't eat on the blood. The simple meaning is you don't eat blood. Second meaning is, remember we said, you don't eat before you daven. Because when you're praying for your life, that's for your blood. Right? And now we're saying don't eat on the blood, meaning don't eat when you cause someone to have their blood spilled because they're punished by death. You don't eat then either. Now the guy dies. Now his family, are they mourners in the halachic sense of being mourners?
No.
Normally a mourner, you have to comfort him, he sits shiva, you give him a special meal when he comes back. What do we do with the close relatives of this person who's been convicted? They mavrim akrovim, number one, al haruge besin. We don't do a sudas havra. We don't do that meal that comes after the first meal, we don't make such a meal for those relatives of those who are killed by capital crimes. Again, Mishum lo sochu al hadam. We don't eat on the one who was killed. In other words, they don't eat their meal. Now look at this. Why not? And we'll see all the other aspects of what we're going to do. You'll see in a minute. It's in order to not give them covet. Normally, if your father dies or a relative dies, you give them covet. And part of the covet is the mourning prestige, all this. Here, Bedavka, to bring the kapara, we don't give them any covet over here. The relatives don't sit shiva properly, as you'll see in a minute. And therefore, the first step is the Sudas Havra, this first meal. Udvarim el asurim, these are prohibited things from the Torah, but if you transgress, the Ein Bohem Malkus, we don't give lashes, because it's what we call, is an interesting law, it's called a lav shebechlolus. A lav, a negative quote, that from that one negative comes a bunch of applications. And it includes many things we will see later on in chapter 18. We don't give lashes for that. Let's get you with more of these ideas over here. Hey, Mishan is chayiv misa v'chola shol moed. What if a person is chayiv misa and will get the capital punishment on chol hamoed? So ma'ainin bidino. We look into
this. Prolong. Isn't it prolong his judgment?
What? We prolong it? We'll look into it.
The court prolonged their analysis of the judgment.
Yeah, but they look it, but they do it.
Okay.
Right? They you know, I don't know what
to be. They ponder it longer.
Okay, anyway. However, here's the most important part. But Oakland, Bezim, Shoshim, but they can eat and drink. Right? Because it is Chol HaMoed. You can't fast. Can't reduce your Simchas Yontif over here. Okay, and then Gorim is Dino, then they make the final judgment.
Right at sunset.
As the sun sets for Hargano, so, and we kill him at that time. Okay, so they make it get delayed a little bit, but then we knock him off.
Wait, now, I'm confused as the timing is to when? Just before Yontif starts?
No, it's
just Chol before it ends. It's during Chol HaMoed.
It's Chol HaMoed. It's nothing with Yontif.
That particular day of Chol HaMoed?
Any day of Chol HaMoed.
So at the end of one day of Chol HaMoed, but not one that enters into Yontif.
No, it's nothing to do with Yontif. Forget about Yontif.
No, but at the end of Chol HaMoed.
If it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbah.
Forget about it. You do it on Chol HaMoed. You knock them off.
Before the sun sets.
Before the sun sets. Before the sun sets.
Before the sun sets.
Vav. Now, Haruge Beisdin, people who are killed for some capital crimes, Ein Mis'ab L'Maleim. The mourners do not mourn for them in order to be Mavazahim, to denigrate him, and that's part of his kapara. Uboim kroveim v'shom v'shom ha'edim v'shom ha'dayonim, and the relatives have to come and they have to talk about the welfare to the witnesses and to the judges, to be friendly with them, shlohodiel, to inform them, to make it known, shem b'li malem klub, they have nothing against the witnesses, nothing against the judges. Shedin emes donut, that's to say you did a correct judgment and he had it coming to me. V'yaf alpi she'enogim avelus, even though they don't practice the formal mourning practices, still, you cannot deny their human emotions. Areihem onanim aleihem, they may be impained over them. Shein aninus elabalev, because aninus, pain, is in the heart. And that's not an issue of honor. Okay? And that's not going to, you know, if you're crying because you loved your father, you know, that's not a lack of respect. And that's not an issue
so
of
kapara.
But sitting shiva, all those other things, that's respect.
So, they
so respectful things, well, you know, that's another issue. He doesn't talk about that. I don't know. And it's not Nogea, because when was Kaddish instituted?
Later. But leading the minion. Was Rabbi Akiva talked about
no
minion?
No more capital punishment. You'll see how punishment is only what is a Beis HaMikdash. We only did Kaddish.
Rabbi Akiva.
Because there's no Beis HaMikdash.
Rabbi Akiva spoke about it.
I understand.
Remember the guy, he had the dream.
The main Kaddish is because there was no Beis HaMikdash.
Okay.
And you'll see, these judgments can only be done when there's a Beis HaMikdash. So it's a moot point. Okay, Zion. Now, here's an interesting scenario. Misha Nigmardino, the guy was judged and supposed to go to the finishing off. And guess what? He escapes.
Whoa.
Ubarach, he runs away. Ubala Besan goes to another court, and he goes, and they catch him somewhere else, miles away, and they bring him into court. Now, what do we do with this guy now? And for whatever reason, we can't take him back. Ein Sos Nezero, we do not do over the entire judgment and discuss the whole issue, but this is what all we need. Now, we'll call Malcolm Shiam Dushan, as long as there's two witnesses in this other city, the Yomer, they say the following. May Edom Anu as Ish Ploni Shenig Merdenu Bevista and Ploni Uploni. We testify the following: that we were in another city where this fellow was judged in this court. Uploni Ploni Edom, and these were the witnesses, and they're giving us all the facts. They're just providing us with the facts of the past of where he was convicted. Hareze Yehareg, he is killed. Finish. That's all we need. Witnesses walk into our court and give us all the facts we need. That's it. The only thing we have to do is make sure that witnesses are honest witnesses.
Yeah, because I'm thinking if this guy travels
a long way to knock a guy
off. Yeah. New guy in town, nobody knows him.
Guy cuts you off at rush hour traffic. Just get another guy. Listen, you know, somewhere else. But the best is not stupid. They're going to know, you know, are there courts in other cities? You know, they're going to ask a lot of questions. They'll say, yeah, really, who was the judge in the court there? If you weren't there, they can ask you lots of questions to show that you weren't there, and that would not be good. That
wouldn't there be a transcript of the other court?
But it doesn't get delivered. There's no email, my friend.
How far are they away?
They can't wait months and months and months.
It take that long?
Yeah.
You know, you forget what life used to be like, Paul. It could be 3 months till they get there and 3 months.
If the guy traveled 2 months to get to the place,
what are you going to do? Hold him in jail for 6 months? Kill him for 6 months?
Those witnesses are from that same city that's...
So they traveled 2 months also.
Whatever. They didn't say yesterday was. You know.
They couldn't have faxed it? No. There's no fax.
Okay, now, when do we say all this? Because we'll see later on, not now, but the commentary later is going to say, a murderer, like murder is something really serious, you know, like we gotta knock this guy off as fast as possible. We can't let murderers on the loose like this. You know, there could be many other reasons why a person gets killed for capital crime, that where he's not a menace to society per se, but everything will menace to society. So with a menace to society, and it's interesting, the Torah says by a murderer, most you must. He will surely die, meaning most you must under all situations, even if you don't have witnesses right now to the original, we kill him and we just kill him, man. We just need the info and he's done for. But Avol Shar Chayvim, he says, what if they just say it was B'chal Shabbos? And they provide us all this information. We need original witnesses to come. They have to testify that in another city we were the witnesses. And why? And they will be the ones going to remember. What's the rule by other Chayv Mises? The witnesses are the ones who have to kill him. And he's not a menace. He's a Bechal Shav. He's not a menace to society. No one's life's in danger. Right? Except murder. So all these other ones, well, we said, that's not good. We can't kill this guy. We'll let him sit. And we'll send word. We'll find the witnesses. We'll bring the witnesses here. And then they'll deal with him. I mean, what's the worst that happens? What's the worst that happens? The guy escapes, runs away? Okay, but he's not going to hurt anybody else. Hashem will take care of the guy anyway. A murderer, that's already a problem. We can't just let him, you know, have any chance of getting away. And then we kill him. But now we have to wait a minute. Now it's still a little bit more now. Now that we're not reopening the case, but we are still letting these original witnesses testify. So now we have one more little thing we have to do. You need a court. This has to be done the second time around with these witnesses in front of a court of 23. Because it says that the witnesses' hands have been to kill him, but this is a judge. Since we're hearing the witnesses, it's like we're redoing the case, so to speak. And at least to that extent, it's through their testimony he is being killed, so you have to have a court of 23. The first case, I believe, where it's just a question of, we don't need the original witnesses even, so maybe it doesn't have to be a case of 23. I'm not sure how far that, you know, for who, maybe it's only that last case. So then we would maybe not need 23. All right, Ches. Let's say a guy was judged outside of Eretz Yisrael. He could be judged for capital crimes, and they judged him to be killed. He now runs to a court in Eretz Yisrael. He runs away. He's convicted. He runs away. Now they are able to sosa misdin al kaponim. They can change the law, even if it's the original witnesses, because the merit of Eretz Yisrael, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, the land makes you smarter, and maybe that court can find something the other court couldn't find. What if it's the same judges who were chutzaretz were in Eretz Yisrael they went to? Then ain't sosa misdin al. We don't repeat it. They decided chutzaretz. They matter some that are now in Eretz Yisrael, nothing doing. That's if they judged him to be killed. They're not allowed to. They're not going to see any more benefits for that. Okay, now we move on to chapter 14. Now, chapter 14 is dealing with the Arba Mises Besdin, the four types of death. We're going to get into all the exciting details of the four types of death and how they apply, etc., etc. Aleph.
YouTube videos?
No.
Arba Misos, Nimzul Besdin. Four different types of capital punishments were given over into the court to give to people, which are Skila, Usrefa, Variga, Besayef, Vachenek. Stoning, burning, killing with a sword, and strangulation. Now, how do we know all these four? Number one and two, skila usreifa, stoning and burning, mufurashim heim betorah, they're explicitly stated in the Torah that these are the things that happen. Now, umipi Moshe Rabbeinu lamdu, and now halacha lamoshe misinai teaches us the next thing. Shekol misamur betorah, so whenever the Torah just says he should be killed. But it doesn't say specifically where skila or srefa, then he chenek. That is strangulation. Okay, so that's the next rule. Now, vahoriges chavero, murder, that misaso besayef. The punishment is the sword. Now, really, the Rambam doesn't have to say this because it's pretty clear in the Torah. But we don't want to make a mistake, because if the Torah says, in general, it says, Nakom Yinakem, you shall surely take revenge. And there it's talking about, one second, Chenek, like other general Mises, etc., etc. And he's saying that that's explained by Moshe, that it's Saif, etc., etc. It's going a whole thing. Anyway, but that's what it is. It goes with the sword. Really, it's a possible, but it's whatever. V'chein anche ir hanidachas misasim b'saif. And also, an ir hanidachas, a city that's all into idol worship, they get the sword. Now there's the explicit pasuk. Rambam really didn't have to mention this one, because it says you kill everybody, lafi cheref. You kill everybody by the sword. So the Rambam just kind of threw it in as a throne. This really wasn't so important. But the Rambam did by before, let me go back, before when he said a murderer gets the sword, he says, don't want you to make a mistake. The punishment by a murderer, it's, again, it says, Nakomi and Akeim. So, you might have thought it for sure was strangulation, like whenever it says you kill him in general means strangulation. That's why the Rambam has to go out of his way and say, no, that's the halacha l'moshe misinai, that he gets the sword. That's why he had to mention the sword. The ir hanidachas here really did not have to be mentioned, because it's clearly in the pasuk, but it's a throw-in. Beis. Kol misamehem, any one of these four types of punishment, they're each on their own, are a mitzvah asehi, lebezin, larogba, mishne, ischayevba. This is each one, as we looked in the beginning, it's a separate positive mitzvah. It's a positive mitzvah to kill a guy with skila. It's a positive mitzvah to kill a guy with chenek. These are all separate positive mitzvahs that they should do. Now, when a king kills somebody, he has discretionary power, and it's generally for a morid b'malchus, for someone who rebels, but ve'en rishus lamelech laharog be'achas man, the king cannot kill with any one of these four, ella except the sa'vah, just with the sword.
So that's what they're saying, off with his head.
That's the only one he's allowed to do. Gimel. Kol mechuyav misas bezdin shloi misa osa bezdin. What if a guy was chayav misa with one of these four misas bezdin, and the bezdin, for whatever reason, chose not to kill him? Not necessarily a wise choice, but they didn't. Question is, what kind of sin have they transgressed? If they kill him, they've done a positive mitzvah of killing him. But what happens if they don't? He says, "Bitlu mitzvahs asay." They've transgressed by not fulfilling a positive commandment. However, v'lo avra mitzvahs asay. They've not transgressed a negative commandment because there's nothing said in the Torah about this.
Except
for a witch or a warlock.
Sorcerer.
Shimlo hemisu, if they don't kill him, then Avraham Mitzvah, they've transgressed a negative commandment because the Torah says, Shenemar, mechashefelo sechaya, a witch. You cannot allow them to live. That's a negative precept. They'd be transgressing a negative precept. Now, what is the order of the severity of the four punishments in the Beis Din?
Burning.
Well, not here, at least. Well, not in the Rambam. Right? We'll see. Skila chamura minasreifa. Stoning is worse than burning. Okay? Because who gets skila? Skila goes to a guy who curses out God or a person who worships idols, and that's the top of the heap. Right? Because he has transgressed against the big man up there. So therefore, if that's the punishment, these are like the worst of Eros, you get skila. Now, who also gets skila? Mechal Shabbos gets skila. Why? Because why? What's the Gemara say? Everyone's a Mechal Shabbos. It's like it's an Oved Avodah Zarah.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Rambam doesn't have to say this, but we can deduce that. So that skila is the worst, much worse than burning someone up. But number two is Sreifa, Usreifa Chamor Min Asayif. And Sreifa, burning, is worse than
decapitation
because we know who gets burnt. A Bas Kohen who acts immorally, and that's a bad Avera because it embarrasses and disgraces the honor of her father.
But isn't it also the man who goes and lies with the woman and the daughter?
Hang on. So Sreifa is number two. V'hasayif chamur min ha'chenek. And a sword is worse than the strangulation because we do the sword to an ir hanidachas, to a city that worships idols. And more than that, we also get rid of their money. We burn up all their money. So that's pretty bad. So if the punishment is the sword, that shows it's a pretty strict punishment, at least more strict than strangulation. So that's the order. Okay? So it's Skila, Sreifa, Hereg. Sayef and Chenek. Okay, now what do we get? Special combo platters. Okay. What if somebody's done something? We'll describe how. Where you deserve two death penalties. So what do we do? Well, we know the rule. Come lay bidirab mine. You can't kill him twice. You can't throw stones at him and then burn him. You only can kill him once. But which one do you give him?
The worst.
Nidam bechamor. We take the worst one because that needs the kapara. So the commentator gives an example. Let's say an engaged woman who's the daughter of a kohen who has nus. So now she's done two things over here. She gets skila. That's one. And there's sreifa. She gets sreifa as a bas kohen. And skila is an aish is ish. So now she's supposed to get two, so which one are we going to give her now?
Skila.
We give her the skila. In one action, it's two averas. We give her the worst one.
According to Rambam.
Bein she'avar, shtei averas, two averas. It doesn't matter if it's one after the other, two incidents, one after the other. Bein she'avar achas, shechayv lo shteimis, or one sin with two punishments. And as many others, let's say a person lies with his mother-in-law.
Yes.
He's a married woman and also his mother-in-law, right? One gets Sreifa and one gets Chenek. Same idea. Afil nigmar dino lekala. Let's say he gets judged for the lighter punishment. And somehow he runs out of court, or let's say he blasphemes, he does idol worship. Let's say right after he's judged for one thing, scop, boom, boop, 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 boop. And now what does he do? I'm going to worship an idol right now. Well, now he's done another one now, right? So now the second one is a stricter one, Vinig Mardino. Dino Bakamuro, he gets the stricter one. Now you might say, wait a minute, he's a dead man already.
Yeah.
Dead men tell no tales.
I
don't want to do with anything. But anyway, but a dead man, he's dead already, as far as we're concerned. So how can he do another sin to give him another death penalty? No, you can't. So you know what? It's, the guy can't say, I got nothing to lose. They're going to strangle me anyway. I might as well go in style. And I'm going to curse out God. And I'm going to do this. And
whoa.
Whatever I can do.
Whoa.
No, you can make it worse for yourself and get another punishment for that. Hey, a one-liner. Ve'echad ha'ish, ve'echad ha'isha, doneinu sof bar mitzvah. Doesn't matter, a man or a woman. Same treatment, as Torah always treats women fairly. So we want them to get the same death penalty as men. Torah says, ish o isha, if a man or a woman does any of these sins.
Ladies first.
Vav. Here's an interesting one. Kol chayeva misa. Let's say a guy is judged to be killed. Final. And what does he do? He escapes. And where does he go? He escapes to a place where there's a lot of people who look just like him. I jumped the gun. I skipped the gun. No, this one's different. Let's say there's a guy who's chayv misa, and I get mixed up with other guys who are chayv misa, right. And we're not sure, and they have, each one has a different death penalty, and we can't remember who gets what or whatever. We're totally confused. There's four guys here, and four guys have four different death penalties. We know they all got to get killed, but I don't know which one gets which one.
Sitting on death row.
So what's the fair thing to do? We give each one bekala shebehem. You give him the lighter one. Give each one the lighter one, because you're not allowed to give more. Now, although that will mean that three of them will not get their appropriate kapara, but you're not allowed for the one or three. You can't make it worse for them. So therefore, at least you get a less severe death.
Wow. To get that kapara, shouldn't they self-identify what the punishment was?
Well, maybe they don't remember. They're ignorant people. I don't know. They just know they're getting killed. Well, they kill, right? Let's do one more. Zayin. Mi shenig mardino. Let's say the guy's been judged for death. Now, here's the one I meant. Shenis ariv yisharam. Now he gets mixed up with it. He just goes into the crowd.
Whoa.
Goes in the crowd. And we don't recognize him. We can't tell him from the rest. You know, looks all the same.
Goes to Chinatown.
Hello, no, mi who mail. We don't know who's who over here. Now, we can't kill everybody.
No.
Unless you were in Russia.
In Syria.
Well, we don't want you guys. Let's kill all of you. Well, we can't kill everybody. Or the opposite. O Mishal Onig Mardino, or somebody who is not judged at all. Not yet, or whatever. Vinismara Vimisha Onig Mardino, and he got mixed up into Murderer's Row. With the guys who were judged. We don't know who's who. Again, Kulam Patan is the reverse.
Whoa.
The guy who's innocent mixes in with the others. And now we can't kill them all. That's all, we can't tell the difference.
That's
how Bishishim. Let's just finish up the court case and decide it anyway. But we, in other words, let's say like this. One guy we didn't finish with him. And now he picks you up. I'm going to jump in the crowd here. They're not going to know who's who. But then he can say, wait a minute, the judge says, listen, we don't know who you are. With three guys getting killed away, let's just finish the proceedings with whoever you are, and if we decide death, then between the four of you, we'll give you all the lightest death.
Can't do that,
because when you pronounce judgment, the guy's got to be in front of you to pronounce the judgment. So, cool. Can't get it. So what does this remind you of? The famous joke? We'll end with a joke. Remember the famous joke? Where the teacher gets final exam, very important final exam.
Yeah.
And he says, you have exactly 2 hours to finish this final exam,
yeah.
And if you give it in 1 minute later, you fail. So everybody hands in the final exam. One guy, he's not finished. And he's going to write and write and write. He's going for another half an hour.
What?
And the teacher just stood there. And the guy comes up and says, I'd like to hand in my final exam. He says, you know what the rule was. The rule was, you got to bring it right away. You brought it half an hour late. You fail. So the guy says to him, listen, do you know who I am? The guy says, I don't know who you are. I don't care to know who you are. Do you know who my father is? Do you know who my father is? I don't know who your father is. I don't care who your father is. Well, if that's the case, he takes his test, thrusts it into the pile, and says, have a nice day. Because then there's nothing he can do, because he doesn't know who he is. So he can't fail him.
Wow.
So that's the same thing over here.
That was
a high holiday joke I said maybe 10 years ago.
Oh yeah, we remember.
That's a great joke. That's a funny.
Wow.
That's the whole idea. If you put yourself in the crowd, Hashem can't punish you. But that's the idea over here. That's sometimes you can end off with a joke. It's also good. Okay. Go ahead.